You're up.
All right, hello Saints. So today I'll be talking about young Christians. Just a few points I want to bring up. I'll kind of talk about it afterwards, but I want to start in 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. And I'm just going to go over each one of those words, their Greek meaning, and then a verse to kind of couple along with that. So, being an example in word, that word word means logos in the Greek, means something said. And we know how important it is to keep the tongue in check, James 1:26. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. So it's very important to watch what we say, watch your words, especially for young Christians. And the next verse, or the next word, an example in conversation. Now, that's a King James word. It can mean how you behave in conversations with other people, but the Greek word is anastrophe, and it means behavior, conduct, manner of life. And the verse that immediately comes to mind for me is Psalm 50:23. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. So that word conversation in the Old Testament has the same meaning about conduct and behavior, manner of life, the way you do things. It's important that your whole life is a witness for the Lord, the testimony of your life, coming out of the world, being separate, set apart. So that's our example in conversation. The next example in charity. That word charity is agape. That means love that is affection or benevolence. So the verse that came to mind for me, 1 Corinthians 16:13-14. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity, because God is love. And we know a biblical love is calling people to repentance, out of the world, being holy, separate, set apart. So in love, we love our brothers and sisters, we love the world, and you can read all about that in 1 John. I'm going through that. 1 John, every day, it talks a lot about loving the brothers, loving God. If we can't love our brothers and sisters right in front of us with the truth, how are we going to love the Lord who we can't see? And the next example is example in spirit. That word spirit, pneuma, is, yeah, basically a spirit, breath. Usually it can refer to the Holy Spirit. Sometimes that word is used to for the Holy Spirit as well. But the verse that came to mind for me was Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So, we're charged as young believers to walk in the Spirit and be an example in the Spirit. So, not walking according to the flesh, keeping ourselves from the flesh, crucifying the flesh. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its affections and lusts. And then the next example in faith, and that word faith is pistis, and it means moral conviction. I like this. Here, let's see. It's somewhere in here. Yeah. Abstractly, constancy in such profession, especially reliance upon Christ for salvation. Assurance, belief. So it's having that sure, I like the verse came to mind, a sure word of prophecy. We have a sure word of prophecy to fully trust in that. Matthew 17:19-21. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. So having that little bit of faith, especially in young Christians, holding on to Christ with all that we are, is really important. It's a great example. It shows the world through all the tribulations, trials, especially young believers, you'll have to go through. It's an awesome example and a testimony of Christ's power. And the last one, an example in purity. And that Greek word is hagnia, and it means cleanliness, that is specifically chastity or purity. And the thing that came to mind for me, Matthew 5, verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So those were all of those different things that the young Christians should be working on to be an example of in this verse. And I'll read it again, 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise thy youth. Be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. And I'll just talk about a few other things that young Christians should keep in mind. We should be submitted one to another, and I'll just give some different verses on submission. 1 Peter 5, 5-7. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Hebrews 13:17. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Ephesians 5:21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. 1 Corinthians 16:15-16, I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that ye submit yourselves unto such, and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. So that word submitting yourselves, those words submitting yourselves means hupodasso in the Greek. It means to subordinate reflexively, to obey, obedience, subject, submit self unto. So it's important to submit one to another, submit to God first and foremost. The meek will inherit the earth, but submitting one to another is key. We're called to be servants just as Christ came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Those who are faithful with the least are also faithful in much. So for young Christians, submission to biblical saints, learning the ministry, striving to be examples, consistency in well-doing, it all yields peaceable fruit that will compound in due time. Matthew 25:20-21. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And also remember that which we do unto the brothers and sisters, we do unto the Lord. Matthew 25:34-40. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. So that was just a few thoughts I had on young Christians, and what we should be focused on, those few words of word, conversation, charity, spirit, faith, and purity, making sure we're examples in that, submitting one to another, submitting to God first and foremost, And then also just remembering that the fruit that we produce, especially early on as young Christians, perhaps learning the ministry, learning all of these things, they will compound over time. The Lord is giving you light. He's giving you understanding. And you can build off of that and produce more fruit for the Lord because he wants you to bear much fruit. And just remember, everything we do will be judged according to our works, and everything we do for the brothers and sisters, we do unto the Lord. So I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are. And God be praised.